Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
To an emerging forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Welcome, everybody, to Sunday, the 10th of December, 2017. This is another episode in the continuing series called An Emerging Forest, here on Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And I'd just like to take a moment before I bring our wonderful guest out this evening, Laurie Cagno, to say something on a personal note. The message that's coming to me this week is, when you are on your edge, when you are pushing your edge, all kinds of new things are going to come to you, and you are not going to react to them as if you were back in your more frequent area where you're used to what's coming at you. And so you're going to see sides of yourself that you thought you left behind, because you'll go into inexperience. You're not a total master yet. You don't react to everything in the blasé, raised eyebrow, I've seen that before. You're going to react to it in a more childish or untrained or surprised or upset manner, because it's new. And because of that, you're going to instantly react to yourself and say, hey, I thought I was over that. And what the lesson is that I'm receiving, because I'm going through a lot of it myself, is you have to be really, really vigilant to not get down on yourself. And the big message is, kindness is always pointed at yourself most keenly, because internal negative feelings and thoughts are something that's going to happen. It was this morning, I just went to the gym. I had a wonderful week going to New York City and being an actor in a ballet, that background actor in a ballet production, a pilot for a ballet TV show. And then on Friday, I did my produce club. And then on Saturday, I wanted to care for myself, and so I went to the gym, and then I got home, and I had a really large, healthful, all live, greens and veggies, and well, greens and fruit dumps all kinds of negativity, all kinds of fat-borne, insoluble stuff that had to be locked up in fat. It dumps all that negativity into your bloodstream. So I'm walking around with a big cloud over my head, wondering what's going on. So understand your circumstances, understand where you're trying to get to, understand that it is all training, it's all fun, but really be deep into kindness for yourself. So without further introduction, I'd like to bring out my wonderful guest, Laurie Cagno. Hi, Laurie. How are you this evening?
Hi, Alan. I'm fine, thank you. That was good. I liked what you just said. Being kind is always good.
Yeah, and it's sometimes very hard to, you can be kind to other people, but then the one person that you need to be kind to is the one who misses out on the pat on the back a lot.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
So true.
We're hard on ourselves.
We are very hard on ourselves.
We're hard on ourselves, you know. We expect, you know, a lot from ourselves, which is okay, which is good. You always want to, you know, you put out the best comes back for sure. But, you know, it's nice to go, oh, good job.
To fix something simple in the house and then realize how far out of your comfort zone you went. And then, for instance, you fix a device in the house that you use, you know, three times a day. And every time you go back to it, you're like, oh, okay, I fixed that. And it's sort of a constant echo. Hey, I was outside of my comfort zone. I actually went to the store. I actually overcame my phobia saying, like, okay, which one of the 10 options here do I buy? And then you brought it home and you fixed it. And then you tweaked it and made it work a little better. So
I call it a psyche adjustment. With your mind and your body and your soul, your spirit, you know, just give it a little tweak, you know, a little tune-up, if you will.
Right. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, sort of where you started and how long? I mean, just tell them what you do. I don't want to put words in your mouth and say, oh, you're a such and such. So just say, I started my passion and just go with it.
Okay. So I have always been, so again, my name is Laurie Cagno, and I'm a singer-songwriter, and I am in the midst of writing, I'm to the tail end of writing my first book. I have two CDs available, you know, out there, and a third in the making. And I have always been a very creative person, you know, started out like anybody, you know, as a child, you know, singing and acting for the family, all the Christmas, all the holidays, you know, you know, everyone, sing for us, you know. You know, I actually started out singing Puppy Love in sixth grade. That's the first memory where all the kids would say, come on, Laurie, sing for us, you know, and they called it Puppy Love, you know. I went from there into high school and all of the high school, you know, musicals and in Blairstown, New Jersey, and had some very wonderful teachers there, very nurturing and loving teachers there at North Warren Regional High School. And from there, I went to college at William Patterson University and spent some time there. Wish I had spent more, but I spent some time there and music. I was a music major, a classical major, but boy, I loved the gospel music. So I got turned on to jazz and gospel music at that time. And, well, that just lit my fire, and I started out, you know, in a band called Lovell. I started out with my college band. Believe it or not, our name was called Love All People. And ironically, a few years after that, I moved to Las Vegas, Nevada, and I said to my grandma, Grandma Marie, you know, can you recommend a church for me to go to, Grandma? And she said, yeah, there's some young people actually at the Hacienda. They call themselves Love All People. Oh, okay, a gospel group. Interracial gospel group called Love All People, which I thought, oh wow, that's got to be meant to be. So different synergistic things like that have happened throughout my entire life. So this is, you know, what I'm writing about, life experiences and such. And so from there, I continue to travel and get some road experience in this ministry. And, you know, it was an interracial group of wonderful young people, and we traveled throughout the country, did that for a couple of years, and really loved it. I mean, it just was, you know, again, gospel music was the foundation there. And spiritually, things were, you know, I was waking up there, waking up to the spiritual things that happen in life. You know, they're just the different realms of spirituality. And that was really exciting. So I was, you know, plugged in then, you know, and just started noticing things that were happening to me like that. Okay. So, you know, I could, you know, we could talk for hours, of course.
pardon me. So when you say you were touring around with this gospel group, did you go from church mm-hmm. to church, or what did you do?
Oh, my God. I think 1 year, I'm pretty sure 1 year we had more than 365 shows under our belt. We would play in the education system. So we went to the schools, the elementary schools, the high schools. Yes, the churches. What I loved most was we went to all kinds of churches and synagogues and, you know, different religions. And so it was all about love and all about music. And, that's why I love your show. I really love your show, An Emerging Forest, and I love the idea of the spiritual radio, you know, CERN, because, you know, it includes everyone. You know, religion is, I think it has a great purpose for many people. It brings community together. It you know, it's a support system for parents and the elderly and children. I mean, everybody, family. But the wonderful thing about love is that, you know, it speaks every language. And so I have always been a person that, you know, I just don't see nationalities and religions. I just see people's souls when I meet them. I guess I've just really had a gift to be able to just look inside, you know, and connect, you know, with the heart. So that's the most important thing to me. All my songs are written that way, you know, with that intent. And, you know, certainly we all go through many different experiences in life. My music has many emotions that are connected, that are involved, you know, because, you know, none of us are perfect. And, you know, I love Jesus and I love Dalai Lama and, you know, and I love you. You know what I mean? So isn't that easy? You know, it should be easy. Love is easy. But relationships, not so easy. Relationships are difficult. And as some friends of mine say, relationships are strange, you know. And they're strange just because.
Their relationships are supposed to be strange.
Yeah, you know, that is our biggest, I think that's the biggest, well, that's obvious, you know, it's obvious that relationships are the thing that, you know, how shall I say, you know, that's how we get better, that's how we get stronger, that's how we get healthy, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's the only way, you know, you can sit in your room and hide forever, but, you know, that's not really going to do much for you. And you,
it's very tempting, and I certainly did it for many years to go to a college, go to a university, get a graduate degree, and get a job, and work in an insular ivory tower, and
right.
never meet people, and.
Right.
And be completely fragile, and
right.
where that puts you is it puts you in a position that your soul is going to make an adjustment one of these days.
Right, right. And bravo, by the way. That's a lot of hard work, and I love your writing, and I just want you to know I really appreciate your writing and and all that studying. I mean, all of the great teachers, all of my mentors, but you know, the people that have written these really fantastic books. You know, I'm so thankful for them because I love to read, and this is how we learn, you know. But I've gone through many artists do, but not just artists, people go through, you know, again, lots of different emotions in life. And until we get life skills, we see with our eyes open and our hearts open, when we do that is when we really start living our lives. You know, I suffered from depression, you know, manic depression. I guess I would call it manic depression for, you know, many years. Maybe nobody would know it. I mean, my inner circle, my family would know. But, you know, when you have to turn it on stage, you turn it on, you know. And the music helped balance that out for me. It's always been a staple for me, you know, always. And so I'm thankful for the creative gifts that I've got and have allowed, you know, everyone has innate gifts and talents. We all have them. We're all intuitive. We're all psychic. So we just have to develop those things.
Yeah. No. What I like to do is remove the labels that society has of things like manic depressive.
Thank you. That's what I didn't want to really say it, but. Mm-hmm.
With the two thumbs down, OMG about that, and basically mm-hmm. say, you needed to walk that road. We all need to walk at some point in our development.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have been everywhere. Today in 2017, mm-hmm. our society frowns very much on a lot of the places that you need to experience.
Mm.
So the kindness.
Right.
You know, when you understand the universal kindness, you can actually
mm-hmm.
look back at your life. You can actually look back at your life and take all the hooks that you have into yourself.
Ooh.
Because the hooks that you have into yourself are actually physical, because they
mm-hmm.
start out as mental, but then they become physical. And I know that I had a lot of internal infections,
right.
Actually pulled out of my body by a massage therapist. She said,
"Wow.
Oh my goodness, what's this?" One time when she was on my back, and she basically said, "I'm not leaving this in here. It might take me a while." And she literally spent 10 minutes digging into my back. And pulled out something that I'm not going to talk about the experience of what it symbolized, but
right.
I realized that once you reach that epiphany in this life, then you can recursively sit there contemplating your life and say, oh, that was where I was supposed to be. And all of these things will begin to release from your body.
Interesting. Wow, that's an interesting way to look at it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're free of that. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, very interesting.
So
it's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So do you want to build up to an introduction to one of the song samples that we have for tonight?
Definitely. We could play lots of songs. Again, I have two CDs. One of my CDs are called, the first one is called Dancing Cantos, which means dancing songs. The second one is called Dreams Keep Asking to Dance. And then I have some demo songs. One in particular is called Think of This. So I'd love to. You know, one of the songs I thought would be fun to play is a song called Visions. And the reason that I thought it would be fun to play is, you know, my songs, again, are there's rock and roll in there, there's jazz, there's folk, there's blues, you know, there's ballads, you know. But Visions is a song that it's just one of my favorites. It shows on the top of the song, kind of can give you all an example of my process. You had asked me about my process. And my process, you know, is, you know, I write songs, usually the music and the lyrics come together for me on most of my songs. And I've co-written with some awesome co-writers as well. I have some beautiful people that I've worked with, and we'll talk about them as well. But this song, Visions, I start with a kind of an ad-libbing prayer song at the top of the song. And this is usually how I start my songs when I'm, you know, with other people writing, or if I'm by myself sitting in my living room with my guitar. And my husband's a master carpenter, so he's banging away here at making a new kitchen for me while I'm, you know, fiddling with the guitar and singing in the spirit. It's pretty incredible. But it's the only thing that makes me focus. I have to focus right in, you know. But anyway, so I call it singing in the spirit, okay? And then, you know, again, lyrics and words come. And this song, Visions, is about people, the people in our lives that, you know, make a really good difference in our lives. So I've had some real big, beautiful angels come through. And, you know, this one I would dedicate to those people. So I hope everyone's encouraged, and that's it.
Okay. We're going to listen to a few minutes, but not the whole song. The song is a 7-minute song, and I'm just going to play a sample of the song so we can get the flavor of that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to play it. Right.
That'd be great.
Wow. I'm hating to cut away from it.
Well, you'll just have to go to cdbaby.com and check it out. the chorus goes, you didn't even get to the chorus yet. It goes, today makes a difference how I walk, oh how. Today makes a difference how I walk, oh how. You know, there's a voice that I hear, it sounds like me. Says I have choices. In my mind I see visions. In my mind I see. Anyway. We got right
there. Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let's see, who do we have? We have Paul Mossel on acoustic guitar. We got Robert Fenstermaker. We used to call him, I'm sure his AKA is Frog on bass, and drums is Jeff Barg, Tim Carbone. Oh, no, this is okay. Tim Carbone's in there, but he's on violin and he's playing drums on another one. Tim Carbone's on a violin on this one, on Visions. Percussion, we've got Edno, mandolin, Jamie Cullen, piano is Joe Ellen Livick, and background vocals is myself and my co-songwriter, Todd Schaefer, and we got background vocals with Susie Carrington as well. So they're on the first CD, so I just want to put that out there with those guys. Hi, guys. If you're listening, you sound beautiful.
Awesome.
You still sound beautiful.
Yeah. A shout out to your co-creators.
Yes, my co-creators. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah.
So where were the songs recorded?
We recorded at an awesome studio in New Jersey. We're all from northern New Jersey. There's a whole lot of wonderful musicians. Everybody, please look up New Jersey and original musicians. They're terrific music. Mixolydian, it's called, with an the engineer is Don Sterniker, owner and operator. I believe he's in Pennsylvania now. I believe he's in Pennsylvania right now. So called Mixolydian Studios. And, you know, I had some wonderful musicians that in that area. We, you know, everybody's very supportive of each other. And, you know, I started out with, I mean, my God, I've worked with a lot of different musicians. We start with a band called From Good Homes, who Todd Schaefer is a part of, you know, that band. And they gave me really loving support. You know, again, Todd and I wrote this CD together, and the guys were very supportive, and we're still all very supportive of each other. So go see those guys. They're playing they're playing in December 14th in Newton, New Jersey, at the Newton Theater. But you know, they all have their own bands as well, and they're fabulous. And then we've got there's so many musicians. I don't want to miss anybody, and I don't want to exclude anybody. But you know, just look us up, because everybody's terrific and, you know, just wonderful people. So we went in the studio and recorded that, I believe, in 10 days. So they were awesome. Everybody came together.
Wow.
And, you know, we have Tim Carbone. He was with a band called Kings in the Skies with Paul Mawson and Chris Fairley. And at that time, you know, again, everybody is in their own bands now. So everybody, we can, you know, please go look them all up. And if you go see him, give him a big hug for me. But they were the wind beneath my wings. You know, recording is a funny thing. Paul Mawson always said to me, you know, I'd say, oh, I want to do that vocal over, you know, can I just do that over, you know? And he'd say, Lori, we're just taking a picture in the studio right now. It's like taking a photograph, you know? And, you know, I wish we could do these songs again in a way, because, you know, you grow, you know, your voice, you know, I sound so young on this, you know, and my voice matured a bit through the years, I would hope, you know, I'm sure it did, because my second CD is, you know, more rockin', you know, it's a rockin' electric guitar, and, you know, we just pushed it to another place, but, you know, again, the third CD is coming, and, you know, it'll be a combination of some of those musicians, I hope. I'm certainly going to reach out to all of them, and such, but I also have some new musicians, and, you know, wonderful people looking forward to working with as well. So, anyway.
Okay, so at this point, mm-hmm. we're at a really good place to take our break.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to okay. take the break, do the business that I need to do, and
okay.
we'll see the audience back in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Take no scorn to wear the horn. Was the crest when you were born? Your father's father wore it, and your father wore it too.
International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to an emerging forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
Well, Laurie, before we went into the break, you were talking about your third CD and the creative process and the folks you're looking to reach out to from
mm-hmm.
old times, and then the folks you're looking to work with. As
mm-hmm.
you know, going forward that you haven't worked with before.
Right.
Right. Well, I'm very inspired about it. I'll be working with Susie Carrington, and I'll be working with Lara Gonzalez and Mara Fani, which is a percussion group. They're, again, wonderful, strong women and beautiful musical groups. And, I'm still solidifying people that I'm working with. So I'm kind of like a little, hesitant about saying anybody's names because I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. And I'm still courting producers and that whole thing. So what I can tell you is that third CD, I talked before about, was talking about turning some lemons into lemonade, if you will, in life, okay? The things that happen in our lives that are good, bad, and ugly. Well, I experienced the third CD is going to focus on, I'm going to shift for a second here because it's going to shift into, how shall I say this? We all have, there's an energy chakra system, okay? You've got Eastern religion and Western religion, and I believe that Spirit is leading me to write songs with this chakra system in mind, okay? So I know, I see, I speak, I love, I can, I feel, I have, I am, okay? I've experienced energetic, it's going to sound a little funny, but, many people are experiencing this, okay? The world is waking up. A lot of things are going on around the world, obvious things. And what's happening, I believe, is that, we're all waking up a little bit more and we're becoming more collective conscious, consciously collective as one and such. Anyway, I experienced energy waves throughout my body. In the middle of the night, I was laying in bed and, I woke up and in my mind, I'm seeing waves of energy going throughout my body and started at my feet. It went all the way up to the top of my body and got to my throat and it was like stuck there. Okay. And I started taking martial arts at that time, practicing martial arts and just really deep into prayer and meditation and such. So I woke up, I sit at the side of the bed and I look in the mirror. And I'm like, wow, what's going on? And I could see in the mirror, this energy, like waves of energy, in the mirror, my body, like I could see the shape of my body at first, and then the shape was going away as the waves were coming up, okay? And it got stuck at my throat, and I'm looking in the mirror, I'm like, wow, this is, what is this, stuck at my throat. And I understand because my voice is my sensitive, very sensitive place, okay? There were two mirrors on the dresser. I go sit at the end of the bed, I'm like, I got to look in the mirror again here. And I look in the mirror, it's the same thing. I'm like, wow, this is bizarre, Little by little, I learned more about this, and I worked through the blocks, if you will, and clear came through, okay? And I started writing again, and I started to be more fluid with just the creativity again, because, again, we missed a whole chunk of time in our conversation. But, after I had gone to college and such with the music, I played music for years, and it was wonderful, and it was good, bad, and ugly. I had to come to grips with, what are you going to do, Lori? What are you going to do now in my mid-30s? I had to make a decision, what was I going to do? Long story short, I said, I got to get into New York City. Let me get to New York City. This is after we sold 10,000 CDs in a 75-mile radius in 3 years, okay? I mean, that's a couple years after that, okay? That's what happened the first 3 years, okay? So, go 10 years down the road from there. So I said, I got to get into the city. So long story short, I get a job in the city and I'm working in Manhattan in the staffing industry. And it was amazing because, people, jobs, different things. I was good at it. I matched people with jobs and employers. It was terrific. I was wonderful at it. But, making other people money and corporations money, it was okay. It was good. But my music was still, what do I do with the music? All right, anyway, I went through a whole bunch of stuff there, and I know I just, zipped through a lot here, but, coming out of that, I said, I got to get back to the music better, more, deeper, even though I was still involved with music, but it wasn't the full-time thing. So, okay, I go back into full-time, and
And again, we just don't have enough time to discuss a lot of things. But the third CD is, you know, it's all about healing our, you know, learning how to heal our own bodies from sickness, you know, and or, you know, health creates health, okay? And I am a person that has always loved life, even when it was terrible, you know, when it seemed, you know, tough, you know, around me. It doesn't matter. I'm always the person that goes, no, we can get through that. So anyway, I just want to encourage people to know that you can get through anything, folks, and you're not alone. And, you know, we all have each other. And so I'm going to come out with this third CD, and it's going to be smoking and rocking, I hope. I have no doubt. I've got some good star players that are definitely, you know, we're talking. And when I say star players, I'm talking about people that have proven track records, you know, in the music business that are just loving, wonderful artists, okay? Every Wednesday I go to a place in Safety Harbor, Florida, a place we could meet up called SHAMCE, which stands for Safety Harbor Music and Arts Center. What a wonderful group of people there. That's Safety Harbor Music and Arts Center.org. Now, this is a place where the community came together and really just co-created this fabulous artistic place. And every Wednesday, they have many events there. Every Wednesday, they have the writers and poets of Safety Harbor that contribute in either open mic or there's a class. And I go every Wednesday, and I'm very inspired because, again, I'm writing this book, remember. So one little story is called Lady – the reason I'm leading up to this is Cleopatra. I have a story called Enough is Enough, Meet Lady Cleopatra. And so you want me to read that to you, or you want me to just tell you real quick what it's about? I took a writing class, Divine Dialogue Writing with Lori Raymond in Clearwater, Florida. A bunch of wonderful women around the world would get on the phone. 14 women once a week would get on the phone and we would talk about writing and it was, you know, like a six, you know, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks of this. And she said to us, okay, I want everybody to choose a writer's name, a pen name, you know. And I was like, okay, I can do that. And I had spent some time falling in love finally. You know, I met my husband later in life, and my first marriage, I got married 5 years ago to my beautiful husband. And so I had been busy just falling in love and letting myself be loved. And it was good. Okay. And then I said, okay, now let's get serious about writing again. So I took this writing course and the teacher said, all right, everybody choose a pen name. And a week later, you're going to get on the phone, you're going to share it with everybody. So a week later, I say, okay. And I had chosen Cleopatra because my martial arts teacher had said to me, he was teasing with me, and he said, I'm so serious. He goes, you got to loosen up here. You got to relax a little bit, because I was very serious about the martial arts, which is fine. You should be. So he gave me this nickname, Cleopatra, and the nickname Karate Kid. So, okay, cool. So now while I'm taking martial arts, I take this class at the same time, and I say, I'm going to choose Cleopatra. So I go into my husband and I a week later, we go to the beach, and my husband says, don't you have that class tonight? And I go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I didn't tell him what the assignment was. I said, oh, yeah, yeah. So I go into I said, I'm going to just go in the water a minute. So I go in the water, and I say to Spirit, you know, because this is what I do now, so I'm just going to have to go into the mode for you. So I say, okay, Spirit. I said, you know, it's the year of the horse. I want to give honor to my horse. Lady was her name. When I was a child, I had a horse named Lady. I give homage to, you know, Lady and to Love All People, my band names, you know, because I do love all people and I know I'm supposed to write songs of love. And then my name now, I said, now this Cleopatra, I said, you know, I really am starting to feel a little crazy here. I really need you to give me some confirmation, you know, please, that I'm, you know, that this is, I'm on the right track here. And so, because the ego, you know, the ego is a funny thing, but you know more about that. You can probably share with that, us about that, Alan. Anyway, and so thus, I come out of the water. So I say this to spirit. I say, okay, the horse, lady, love all people, you know, writing songs of love, and Cleopatra. Can I have some confirmation? Bam, I'm done. I say, okay, thank you, bippity bop. I come out of the water. My husband is sitting there, and he's just smiling away like a little kid. He's sitting on his, you know, laying on his lounge chair, and this little tiny puppy is running around him, and in a circle right around him, and he's like, you know, all excited, okay? And I say to him, honey, who's puppy? And he says, I don't know, but I want to hold it, you know? I said, oh, okay. Now, our puppy had been passing at the time, okay, our little dog, Zany. She was 14, and she was passing. So we were grieving, you know, at the time, you know, and that we knew we had to prepare for that. So this little puppy brought joy to us. So I said, okay. So all of a sudden, this young lady comes over, a little young lady, like college student age, okay, young 20s. She comes over. And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry about my puppy, you know, that's my dog, you know. And we said, oh, that's okay, you know. And now I forgot all about the water, okay, that I was in the water a minute ago. I go, oh, okay. So I say to her, listen, I said, do you think that we could, you know, I said, what's your name? And she said, Olivia. I said, Olivia, oh, how beautiful. Do you think we could hold puppy? You know, my husband wants to hold the dog. And she says, yeah. So he, you know, he holds her, la, 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 licky, licky, lick, okay, cute, cute, cute. And then I say, so then he gives me the dog back. And so she's, you know, licking away, having a little fun time, you know. You know. And so then I go to give her back the puppy, and I say to her, Olivia, I said, oh, what's the dog's name? You know, what's puppy's name? And she says, Cleopatra. So I almost fell right off my chair, and I said, and I said, excuse me? And she says, Cleopatra. I said, really? Now, my husband's like, what's the matter with you, Lori? I'm like, honey, have you ever met a dog named Cleopatra or anybody named Cleopatra? And he said, no. And I said, could you take our picture? So if you go to my website, loritagno.com, you will see under my story, Lady Cleopatra, you could see the puppy and the story, okay? I'm giving you the short story right now, believe it or not. Anyway, so I give her back the puppy, and I say to her, wow. And my husband takes a picture, you know, and holy mackerel, right? I'm saying, oh, my God, and I don't say anything about it. I'm just in shock, right? So I say to her, I give her back puppy, and I say, what are you studying in college? And she said, I'm a horse trainer. So I said, really? You know, oh, okay. So thus, my pen name is Lady Cleopatra. Now, I don't know about you guys, but has that ever happened to any of you? I'm sure it has. Have you paid attention? Maybe, maybe not. Well, since that day, yeah, I have been paying attention, and a lot of these things happen to me all the time, and they happen to everybody. You just have to pay attention. You know, that intuitive little voice. It's true. That little voice, they say, listen to that little voice. Yeah, it's there. And signs are all around us. And so if we choose to, you know, we can choose to see with the eyes of love. That's what I choose to see with. And these things will happen. So I think I'm on the right track there. I don't think. I am sure I'm on the right track there. You know, I went back and told my martial arts teacher, and he just smiled broadly, you know, big. And I said, can you believe that? And he goes, really? And I said, yeah, you know. And, you know, he wasn't shocked because he knows these things, you know. I call him Blue Diamond. Blue Diamonds. I have something, another thing written, Blue Diamonds. What is that called? Hold on a minute. Blue Diamonds, here we go. My God. Blue Diamonds, Graceful Call. Yeah, that's another good one. But anyway, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, as you said, you introduced it, and you're trying to say, isn't that wild? And
yeah,
but then at the end, you were basically saying, well, isn't that normal? And
right.
early in life, people are going to say, wow, that's wild. That shouldn't be happening. But later in life, or with a certain allowingness, as you said, well, gee, this happens all the time.
Right. Right. When you're looking for signs, they're there, you know.
Oh, the crazy thing, my martial arts teacher, for example, when I first met him, I was walking down the street, you know, long story short, I'm praying again, spirit, I'm saying, my God, you know, I really am looking for somebody that I can, you know, I kind of need a discipline of some sort, you know, and bam, I look up and, you know, this guy and I basically almost ran into each other. I was looking down, you know, and then I look up and bam, he's standing there in his gi, you know, and he's an eighth level black belt. And so we start talking and, oh my God, it was just amazing. I mean, we start talking, I play him my song, Think of This. And he is just, I mean, tears coming out of his eyes, you know, looking at me like, oh my God, you wrote that? I said, well, you know, spirit, you know, I wrote it with spirit, you know, kind of co-created. I didn't say co-create at the time because I didn't know that term. You know, I really didn't use that term at the time. And I said, yeah. And he's like, wow, you know, and that's another story. But he suggested I send it to Celine Dion. He actually left me a business card with her address on it. And I did send it. You know I did. But the reason I tell you about him is because, you know, before I engaged in taking martial arts with him, you know, I had to do my little checking out, you know, check it out kind of thing, vetting out, if you will. We live in the same neighborhood, and so as I go to his, I take my jog in the morning, I go by his house, just kind of checking it out. You know, I'm a tiger, I'm a lion, and I'm checking it out, and I'm shocked. Okay, I look at his Mercedes Benz sitting in the driveway, and I see his license plate is CAGN. And then I got so nervous, I was like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. Because my name is Lori Cagno, CAGNO, right? And I'm like, oh, that's weird, you know? And I was freaked out and I just jogged right by real fast. And you betcha, I went home, I wrote that letter to Celine Dion, I sent a demo of the song, and I made my martial arts, you know, teacher a copy, and I left it on his car window because I was like, I got to go back and see what the rest of that license plate is. And I left him a copy, and it was CAGN54. Okay. Actually, the first day I saw CAG, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Second day I went back, CAGN54. I was like, wow, that's pretty wild. You know, and what I'm reading now, it says the 54 stands for the angels are guiding and supporting you as you make healthy and necessary changes in your life. You know, I looked up what is the number 54, and that's one of the explanations that came. Anyway, mm-hmm. Needless to say, I studied with him for about 16 weeks straight, about 3 hours, 3 hours a day. And it really, you know, it's been very helpful and very, just a real good place for me. Mm-hmm. You get all that?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these things happen. And, you know, I encourage everybody to just pay attention a little bit more. And when you're looking for, if you're looking for some, you know, answers from inside you out, you'll find them. The universe will just reveal things that you need to, you know, to find out, you know, and my God, our time is going to be up soon. I wish we had more time, but, you know, on my website, there's another
plenty,
one.
We have plenty of time.
Do we?
We have plenty
okay,
of time.
Well,
don't worry
miracles.
About the time being up.
Okay, Miracles Just in Time on my website. Again, it's LoriCagno.com. Under my storybook, you're going to see a whole page on Miracles Just in Time, which brings me to other songwriters that I've been working with, you know, Mike Marcus and George Baer. They're from, you know, again, from New Jersey. We wrote a whole bunch of songs together, and not a whole bunch, but, you know, a nice amount of songs. Yeah, we'll get them out there. We've just got to get to it. But Just in Time is about, oh, my God, you guys, I literally witnessed one of my best friends in the whole world from high school. I mean, she was really, we get a phone call, and she'd suffered from a ruptured brain aneurysm, and they did not think she would live. And if she did live, it wasn't going to be pretty. Well, long story short on that, you definitely want to go and read about that. What happened there was I counseled with some wonderful women. Elaine Silver is another musician who is fantastic, beautiful songs. Look her up.
with this Divine Dialogue writing class with Lori Raymond in Clearwater, Florida, okay, because she still does classes. Lovely, lovely, lovely woman. And anyway, I had counseled. What happened was I get this phone call that my friend is, you know, basically, you know, not sure if she's going to make it or not in the emergency room. And I had committed to doing a luncheon. I do play out, believe it or not. Yes, I do. I haven't talked about that at all yet. But, you know, I'll play little luncheons or I'll go into the schools or I'll, you know, little groups. You know, so anyway, this was a luncheon that she had asked me to come and play for some women, women's organization. And I was, you know, definitely, I'm always honored when someone asks me, you know, to do something special like that. And I had committed to doing it. So thus, before, you know, and it wasn't, my friend was in the hospital only a few days, you know, and so we were waiting to see, you know, the family needed to visit, and, you know, it had to be the appropriate timing for me to go there because she's 11 hours away from where I live. And so I did this luncheon. I don't know how I did it without, I don't even know how I did this, but okay, so I go to this luncheon and Elaine Silver is a woman that I knew from the New Jersey scene, you know, many years earlier, okay, prior. Well, she's sitting there, and I have no idea that she's her, because, you know, we don't know each other at the time. We just were in the same scene, again, in New Jersey. And I'm sitting there, and she says she had done a little prayer for anyway, we figure out that we know each other, okay? She said a little prayer for the luncheon, and I said, oh, my God, what a beautiful voice. She said, oh, you do too. I said, wow, you know my music? And she said, yeah. And then I figured it out. I said, oh, my God, Elaine, wow. So it was a beautiful thing. But the reason I tell you this is she and I and Lori talked after about me visiting my friend. And I said, you know, now this is important, okay, because a lot of people think differently. You know, we have these conceived ways of thinking about things, okay? And so I said, okay, and I put on my Christian. I was a Christian, you know, born-again Christian. I said, I'm going to fight the battle, you know. I mean, I'm not, but I am. You know what I mean? Again, I'm all about love, okay? But my Christian days, I was like, okay, I got to go and fight this battle. I said, I'm going to fight a battle for my friend, you know. And they said, wait. I said, can you give me any advice? And they said to me, well, wait a second. Take a deep breath. And they said, if you're going to go in there thinking you're going to fight a battle, you're going to get a fight. So don't go in there thinking like that. You're going to go in there and you're going to do what you do best. Now, remember, Elaine knows the essence of my creative being, okay? She said, Lori, you're going to go in there and you're going to bring joy and, you know, happiness, and you're going to remind your friend. My friend couldn't talk. She couldn't move, okay? She could blink her eyes. And they said to me, again, I'm going to repeat it because it's important. And don't go in there looking for that you have to fight a battle, because then you'll find a battle. You don't want to do that. You're not looking for a fight, are you? I said, no. You're going to go in there looking for joy and peace and love and healing and happiness, and you're going to bring her back to us. Okay, now I was learning about the chakra system at the time. And this is like 2 years ago, okay? And so I was like, okay. And so I did what they told me. They said, you're just going to lovingly remind her, you know, of, you know, the things you used to do as kids and this and that, and you're going to bring her out of it that way. Well, you know what? They were right. Our other BFF, she met me there, who happened to be also a nurse and lived an hour and a half from the hospital, and her husband's a neurologist, ironic. Three BFFs are sitting there in the hospital. And there's other people that were there, certainly family and close friends. But at this moment in time, it was just myself and my, you know, the three of us. And I don't want to say names just because of privacy, you know, for privacy reasons. But BFF number one is in bed on her deathbed, and BFF two is sitting next to her and, you know, looking at her. And then at this point, this is 9 days later that I went there, because then they said to me, I don't think she's going to make it. I said, I'll be there as soon as I can be there. And I got there, you know, within 24 hours, okay? 48 hours, took me 2 days because we had to get a different car. Anyway, long story short, I get there, and my friend says to our other friend, Lori's here. Lori Cagno is here. And she smiled. You know, I forgot to tell you one important thing. When I was, before I had gone there, the third day that she was in the hospital, they put me on the phone with her. And they said to her, Lori is on the phone. And she could smile. Again, remember, she could, like, blink her eyes and you know, she was starting to, you know, she could smile, right? And so they said, you know, they put me on speaker and they said, Lori's on the phone. They're like, Lori, talk to, you know, so-and-so. And I said, oh, my God, you know, I didn't expect the phone call with her on speakerphone, us. And they, and there were two women in the room with her. And they said, you know, Lori's on the phone. And she hadn't talked yet. All you could hear was gibberish. Okay, our friend could do gibberish. Okay, let me pull it together here. She could talk gibberish, but nobody could understand what she was saying. This is the third day in now, okay? And her brain was bleeding for 2 days, okay? So the first 2 days, brain bleeding. The third day, gibberish, blinking of the eyes, okay? And then, so I get on the phone, and I say, hi, you know, and I start talking with her, and I say, oh, my God, I said, you know, I love you so much. I'm so sorry this happened, and my God, you know, and she says, and I said, you know, I love you. And this is what you hear on the other end of the phone. Okay, so we know she said, I love you too. So we were like, oh, my God. So I hear, oh, Lori, keep talking. Oh, my God, she understands you. And she can say something back. Okay? Okay. Now, push it forward 9 more days. I get a phone call. We don't know if she's going to make it. Okay? I'll be there in 48 hours. I get there. I did what these women told me to do. I said, okay, here you go. My friend says, "Say, come on over here, Lori." I go up to her and I say, hi, you know, and she's looking at my hair because my hair's up in a ponytail. She's looking at my hair. And I'm like, oh, my hair. I take my hair down because I have crazy curly brown hair. Everybody, I got crazy curly Italian brown hair. Anyway, so I take my hair down and I'm like, oh, I shake it out. I go, oh, yeah, 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 you know. And she's, oh, you know, and she's just smiling, you know. And little by little, we were able to pull her out of there. I'm telling you, it was a miracle. I witnessed a miracle. We all did. Her father was running around the hospital telling people, I can't believe the power of friendship, the power of love. I can't believe this. My daughter's alive. She's going to be okay. And she is. And to this day, she is. Her father called me. I stayed there 6 days. Her father called me at the hotel the sixth day. I was driving home from the, you know, 11 hours. I'm driving home. I'm at the hotel halfway. And he says, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The doctors can't believe it. They're calling her a miracle. They took her out of ICU. And they, you know, she's in rehab, you know, she's in her own room now, okay? So she was in she was in ICU for 14 days total. They thought she'd been there for months and, no, weeks, a lot longer. And that if she came out of it, she would be a vegetable, okay? And so you can imagine, Alan, and everybody, can you imagine? We were just like, wow. You couldn't deny this. The nurses were like, listen, we're going to page you if we need you. You guys, you know, I mean, we made her, you know, they wanted to feed her. They were starting, let's try to feed her, you know, a couple days in. And, you know, little by little, again, the hair, then I took my hair down one of the days again. I know I'm excited. I want to tell you every detail, but I can't. But a couple days after I'm there, again, my hair is up and she's looking at my hair and, you know, and I'm like, oh, my hair, you want my hair down? You know, everybody always wants to take my hair down. So I will take my hair down, and I look at her, I go, I got the craziest hair, don't I? And this is what I hear. That's what makes you Lori Cagno, okay? Again, oh, my God, she can say it. She knows who I am, you know. So from that day on, it was incredible. And to this day, everybody, thank you for your prayers, because I know some of the people listening right now, you know, you did send prayers, and in high vibrations. It's all about, that's what I'm figuring it out. It is about prayer, but you know what? More than even prayer, it's about the highest vibrations we can put out. Energy, high energy vibes. All that's why music is such an incredible healer, because music is, you know, I listen to classical music. I love classical music. I don't know what it is, but that's what turns me on, okay? I play rock and roll and all kinds of music, but I'm very much into classical. Okay, anyway, enough about me, more about everybody else. It's just anything is possible, folks, anything. You can pull yourself
out of any situation and rise above, you know?
So I'd like to welcome a caller to the program, if that's okay, Laura.
Awesome. That'd be great.
Okay. Hello, caller. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm just listening. I'm just listening.
Hi, Keisha.
Okay, so put you back on in listen mode.
Okay.
Put you back
on
hold so you can listen.
One? I apologize. Yes.
You have any questions?
I appreciate it.
No, it's fine. No. I mean, you're calling in to listen, and and I just drug you onto the air. If you thanks so much for calling the program, and have an awesome evening, and thanks for listening, and I'll put you back on hold. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from
Georgia.
Where
are you calling from?
Georgia.
Oh,
Georgia.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling from
Georgia.
Do you
have any questions, Keisha? Does Keisha have any questions?
I mean, I just was on for like a minute or two. I'm not even sure what conversation about, really, to tell you the truth. But
that's okay.
So,
we're talking about synergistic.
About what?
So things that happen, like coincidences and things like that.
Oh, that happens to me all the time. Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah,
nobody believes them. Yeah. When they do happen. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't believe them. They just take them, oh, it's just a coincidence. But in my life, it happens so much that, somebody's trying to say something. It's a higher power out there trying to say something. If it's not to me, it's to a whole lot of people looking at me, and nobody's getting the message. And
we support you. We support you and encourage you, you know?
Oh, thank you.
They do happen. They happen to everybody.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
They happen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the program's over, there'll be an archive, and you can go back and listen to the whole program. Because we're just starting our second hour, so there's an hour previous to this of this show. We're probably not going to make it till 11, but we've been going since 9. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
All
okay.
Right. I'll put.
Gotcha.
I will be giving my email address at the end of the show. If you want to send me an email address, well, why don't I do it right now? Hi, everybody out there. If you want to contact me, my email address is RITTER.ALAN88@gmail.com. And send me an email if you want a link to the archive of this program, and I'll also send you a link to the YouTube video that I'll make out of this program. So thanks so much. I'll put you back on hold, and you can send me an email, and I'll send you the archive. And I'm honored when anybody calls me, and thank you so much. And talk to you soon. Wow, it's
nice.
From Georgia. Great.
It's fun.
So. Would you?
So you want to play another song? You want to play a song?
Yeah, let's. Do you have a way to for us to be able to play? Give an introduction to Rain Dance.
You want me to play it right now?
No. I mean.
Oh, you want me to tell you about Rain Dance?
Talk about the song, and I'll play the recording.
Sure. Rain Dance is a song. Real simple. Rain Dance. The sun showers spirit and hope filled waves. When the sky opens up and calls all creation to sing and dance, teardrop tongues and renews the spirit of kindness and unconditional love. Can you feel it coming? Part of the lyrics. Todd Schaefer, again, I co-wrote this song with Todd Schaefer, who Todd is a beautiful songwriter, a beautiful person, a dear friend. And he runs with a lot of really awesome people. If you haven't seen him, definitely look him up. He runs with a band called Railroad Earth and From Good Homes. And he does his own solo act, which is, a solo show, which is wonderful. I saw him in Nashville last year, and
Rain Dance, you know, we just, it's just one of those healing songs that, you know, that we just, it just came out, you know, it just came out like a beautiful letter, you know, and it's very,
well,
you know.
Here it is, and everybody, lend an ear.
Okay.
Can you feel?
Aw, thank you for playing.
Well,
that.
I'll bring some of the offstage stuff on stage. So Laurie basically heard the song playing and texted me and said, play most of the song. And when I saw that, I said, I'm going to play the whole song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. It's a gift, for sure. Got Timmy Carbone on that violin, and yeah, some wonderful players, really. So, yeah. Brings back many, many, many good feelings. But we have to play something from the second album, too. The second CD, because that's the rock and roll and kicking, you know. And we got to show off those musicians because they're incredible, too. I got Larry DeBerry on electric guitar. He played with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. God rest his soul. He passed. He passed shortly after the second CD came out. So that was kind of tough. But, hey, you know, love and grief go together.
So which of the songs that I have would you suggest that I play a cut of?
Well, you know what? We've got a song called – oh, you probably don't have that right. Do you have Mystery Lady?
Yes.
Or Crazy Without You? Honey, which one should they play?
Crazy
Without You or Mystery Lady? All right, go for Mystery Lady. So, lady, we're playing in a bar. We're playing in Sparta, New Jersey at Crow's. Shout out to my cousin Greg Cagno, by the way. He's an awesome musician as well, and I will be working with him. We'll be working together in the future as well. There's a song we have out there called Eyes of the World. He's got it on his CD, so please check him out too, guys. But this song, Mystery Lady. So we're playing in this bar, and it's in the beginning of when, you know, we have maybe 45 minutes worth of material, and a lady walks in the bar, and she pulls me aside, and she says, you know, can you play any more songs? You know, can I hear some more originals? And I said, oh, you know, and I knew we didn't have any more of my originals, and so I was like, well, you know. Yeah, sure. Well, we go back on stage and we play a couple more songs. We do a little Piece of My Heart, and Take Me to the River, I think, which we did well. I thought we did pretty well. The band kicked ass on it. Excuse me. They did very well. Anyway, and then I don't know what happened. I never heard from her. I don't know what happened to her. But, you know, the way I describe this song is it's a call from our souls to be our true selves, to be whole, happy, and to live in our true essence. Essence on Destiny's Path, and you know, it's really just, you know, embracing and you know, intuitively listening again to your gifts and talents and having some fun with it. So this is called Mystery Lady, and this is
and
a rock
this
and roll
is off
song.
The second the this is off the second
on our, yeah,
CD
mm-hmm. off our
what,
second CD
and that
called,
was called
Dreams Keep Asking to Dance. Dreams Keep Asking to Dance. I wish I would have titled it Dreams Keep Dancing, but it's called Dreams Keep Asking to Dance, yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So here's Mystery Lady, folks.
All right. Ring around the moon, Thank you. Hey, listen, I got to do a little correction on that. I got to give a kudos on the electric guitar to Jamie Cohen. He's on guitar, mandolin, and violin. Yeah, because Larry DeBerry is on another song. I was thinking of Wavering. Anyway, but so, yeah. Thanks, Jamie Cohen. Yeah. You know, that's the second CD, so we've got other players. You know, I like to include everybody, but, you know, folks, if you could just go to cdbaby.com and or my website, you'll see all the wonderful players, you know. Also, just to correct, you know, a little tidbit would be, you know, there's some folks in the UK that I'm talking with who about making some music with as well. A little shout out to Tony Salini and his team. He's a beautiful author that's written some great books, and you'll see him on my website too. So again, we're just, you know, I'm talking to different people, and you know it could just, you know, who knows, you know, I'm open to what's meant to be. I just know that it's meant to be, so I need to, you know, figure that out. You know, the songs are written and they're being written, they're being finished, and again, the book and you know, about these synergistic experiences that I've had, and music to go with it. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Joni Mitchell's. I'm sure you've heard of it, but Joni Mitchell has one of her latest recent works is called "Love Has Many Faces," and it's a book with her four CDs. And this is what I envision. You know, that I come out with it. You know, that's coming out. So. We shall see. We shall all see together. You know, I'm definitely in the moment. I don't want to make anything up. I'm in the moment. So I appreciate you playing these songs, though. You know,
I appreciate the weird set of circumstances that caused us to connect a few years ago. And
that's right.
Then. Myself starting to branch out and my co-host finding people, and I basically just started filtering back through everyone that I know, saying, who can I invite to be on the show?
Well, any of my friends out there, I know they would love to, you know, would love to be supportive as well. So we'll get the word out there for that. David Whitman, thank you so much. And all of the people in your the programming and station people there. I'm learning more about your station and I'm really enjoying it. So pretty neat, pretty cool stuff. And
thanks so much. And I'd like to just thank you so much, Larry Cagno.
You're welcome.
And recommend everyone to go to lauriecagno.com. Follow the links there to CD Baby. There are many more songs by her. There's many more stories by her. I assume that Laurie will be on a future show because there's just so much to talk about and so much to. The first show I always have is sort of the overview show, and then we can get deeper into process. I'd like to get deeper into process with some of the artists that I've had on and just all of the artists that I have on. because just like me going and being a background actor in New York,
that was neat.
You get to learn so much more. Yeah, you get to learn so much more about life by being with, you know, being saying somebody, oh, I do that in my life too, and somebody who's
That's
an
right.
artist who might have had some mystery surrounding their process is kind of doing the same thing. They're just using different tools.
Well, you're welcome. It's my pleasure as well.
Great. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
As always, or as in this lifetime, my moniker given to me by my parents is Alan Ritter. I have a small produce co-op in the southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey area. You can find that by emailing me at RITTER.ALAN88@gmail.com or going to produceclub.us, which will now redirect you to a page on Facebook. Please join. And that's all about getting more produce out because, hey, I live 7 minutes from a warehouse and 15
nice.
Minutes from someplace that'll charge you three times as much for the same stuff.
Right.
So
that's right. Good for you.
So let's eat more of the cheaper stuff so that we can eat more whole produce.
Okay.
And in a couple hours, literally just after midnight, I'll be going and getting on a bus to head up to New York so that I can be an extra actor tomorrow morning.
Wow, that's great. Well,
so,
that's great.
So it's so much fun because you get your basically they say go to this website and get your call time this afternoon at 2 p.m. And I go there and it's basically like, oh, it's 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, I know what my night's going to be like.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, well, be careful for sure.
I always try to be. Hopefully the weather is going to cooperate. Thank you again so much for being on. I will send you the link for the show as soon as I get it, which will probably be pretty soon. And thank you all people who are listening now. Thank you all people who will listen to this in the future, either in the archive or via a link or on YouTube. So
yes, and be encouraged,
everyone.
And inspired. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My message is always address your passion and get on it and spend at least a few minutes doing that as part of your day. If you can't spend more, spend at least a little bit.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.